Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Judge fan club doesn't get offended, okay? He is a great player. He's an all-time great player. And while it's very challenging to ever rip someone who's 8-for-18, because that is good, the big moments when they find him, he has come up small in. And even the biggest moment he's had in the postseason, which was the RBI single, which should have been caught by the left fielder Durant.
Right.
Like, he just hasn't had that moment. And if the Yankees are going to win this series, because now they need to win 3 in a row, they're going to need him to find that moment. Now, sometimes in baseball, you can win without your best player being great. It happens a lot. It's very different than the NBA and even the NFL, where most of the time you need your quarterback to be pretty good. In baseball, you can kind of hide it. If the Yankees are going to come back, the 2-for-5 with 2 singles with nobody on base, but a huge strikeout with the bases loaded and nobody out, it's got to stop. And it's not a knock on the man's career. He is a great player. But there's no denying the big moment, he hasn't achieved it yet. And they need him to. They do. And you know it. When you're sitting there tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium, there's going to be a moment that finds him.
Right.
And I'm not sure if it's going to be early, late, in the middle, wherever. And he's going to have to answer the call if they're going to come back and win this series. That's the bottom line. We'll come back with more of your calls at 888-808-1019. And we'll get into detail on what the Giants did to their fans on Sunday. Because what they did to their fans and what they did to me as an IFO. So yesterday, the Blue Jays are up in this game by a score of 12-0. And Treya Savage is pitching a no-hitter because of a very kind official scorer. If this was the Yankees, if it was the opposite, if it was Cam Schlittler pitching a no-hitter into the sixth inning of a playoff game with a pitch count of 78 up 12-0, and Aaron Boone came out and said, "All right, that's it. You got the first out of the sixth inning. Good ball game, son. We're taking you out." How would Yankee fans have reacted?
They would have said, "Good job. We need you bet later in the postseason."
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Sean, would you have thought that and your fellow Yankee fans?
No, there would have been a word we can't say on the air. "Are you bleeping kidding me?" would have been my reaction. "Can we let the guy become Don Larson, please?"
Okay. "Are you Schlittlering me?"
Yeah. Yes.
I'm with Tiki in that that's how I would have reacted, but I understand the emotions of it.
Yeah.
Because you want to see a no-hitter. And obviously, as soon as Yes Savage came out, it took 2 batters before Justin Brule gave up a base hit and the no-hitter was over. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Our buddy John in Maspeth. How we feeling, Johnny?
What up, John?
What up, what up? First off, when you're on a hold, you're not you're immune to that dumb buzz button. And Tiki, you did say it.
Come on, man.
I told my friend who was I told my friend, listen, I'm in a car, my friend. And I told her before you guys even mentioned it, I go, "Whoa, he said it, he said it."
All he said right afterwards, was you guys brought it up. Schlittler, the pitcher for the Yankees.
But listen, though, I'm here to tell you guys that Positive Johnny is here to tell all Yankee fans not to make plans for late October, even on Halloween.
Oh.
I believe in the power of positivity. Carlos Rodon will go out there and shove. The bats will demolish this bullpen in Game 4, and our ace will be out there and will not mess up another start.
Look at that. Now, that's Positive Johnny. Mm. Did that make you believe, Sean?
It made me feel worse. Just no way. Once his fingerprints are all over it, I feel worse.
Let's go to Steve in Montville. What's up, Steve?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey, guys. As you may remember, I am a Mets fan. And I don't have my dancing shoes on yet, but I went to the top of the closet, took the shoes down, gave them a nice polish job, and also, I think King Judge needs a new nickname. I think Judge Punch and Judy would be the best one for him, but I'm all done.
Oh, come on.
Punch and Judy.
Oh, this is taking a cheap shot.
I mean, the reality is, in this postseason, that's what he's been.
Of course.
Now, does he little care? Bloops. We know he's capable of a lot more, and I think that's why there's criticism when the big spot finds him and he swings and misses at ball four. But you go back to game two, he did have two base hits, an infield hit, and a little blooper.
What are you even acknowledging his point for?
Because he was a caller to WFAN.
No, he was a caller that admit, you might know I'm a Met fan. I went and got my dancing shoes on. Right off the bat, that's it. We don't need to hear from you,
Sean,
Met fans.
We acknowledge you when you talk about the Jets and the Mets. Why would we not acknowledge him?
He's a sports fan. He's allowed to hate. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Well, how about Sean cleans his ears out? Because if you heard me screen that guy, I said, this is not the day to dance. So please don't do that. Now he blew through the stop sign. So I, as a Met fan, implored him not to do that. So you don't.
And he did it anyway.
Exactly. So don't paint us with a broad stroke. That was just one guy.
I'm not painting you for a broad stroke. It's the pits of hell today. And the last thing anybody wants to hear from is a Met fan when you've been home for a week and a half. Get lost.
You see Juan Soto's in Cancun? He even Instagrammed about it.
Wow.
It's almost like he's
trying not to care.
He's playing into the joke, because that's the joke around sports. When you get knocked out, you're going to Cancun. Joe is in Point Pleasant. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you? I just want to make three quick points, if I can. Evan, I don't know what you mean about we have to save the bullpen. We got two more games to play with Warren. He should have been out of there after the second home run. Second point is real Yankee fans are going to support Judge. The guy's carried us on his back. He's going to be the second best Yankee when all is said and done after Babe Ruth.
Well, a couple of things. Mm-hmm. Being the second best Yankee of all time is almost impossible. And that's not a knock on Aaron Judge, but when Mickey Mantle and Lou Gehrig and Joe DiMaggio exist, getting to that mountain is going to be really, really tough. And I would tell you it's impossible to do it championships.
Right, I was going to say, especially because those guys have rings.
The second point is about the bullpen. So here's what I think is really, really important. And this is an opinion I've kind of formed over the last 6 or 7 years watching playoff baseball. In these short series and long series, the best of sevens and the best of fives, the more you show your opponent the same arms, the more of an advantage those bats will get. So I'll give you the other perspective real quick, the Yankee perspective, the positive perspective. You got to see Varland, Dominguez, Little, and Hoffman in game one. You got to see everyone else in game two. I believe that helps you. I believe the more you see the same guys, it helps you. So let's get back to game two. It was twofold in why I thought Will Warren needed to eat a lot of innings. Number one, yes, so your bullpen isn't tired going into game three. But more importantly than that, even though a lot of these bats have seen these guys throughout the regular season, don't get me wrong,
the more often they see him, I really believe the advantage goes to the hitters.
Right.
And I think that there's a good chance this is the first and last time we'll see from Will Warren in this series. So, yeah, you want to win the game. I'm not punting it. But I do think there's a value in not showing them Camilo Duvall.
I think you're right. Even if we don't trust that Camilo Duvall is going to be great whenever his moment comes. But, you know, it's interesting. You brought up what you would have done. I don't know if you told us this and we had this in the pre-show meeting or you said it on air. But if he had allowed or not brought in Will Warren with traffic, mm-hmm. if he had just let him have a clean inning, and let's just say Fernando Cruz gets out of that inning, think about the game now. It's a different game.
Assuming Cruz limits the damage in that fourth inning, it is a different game.
Right.
Absolutely. The problem is, two on, nobody out. There's certainly no guarantee Victor Fernando Cruz is limiting the damage.
No, but he kind of just did it, though, a couple of games ago, right?
Yeah, he got lucky, but yes, he did do it.
Of course he got lucky, but he did it.
Yeah,
remember, he was screaming, and he was jacked up, and he was pumping his chest. It was awesome.
I agree. 5-0 game, fourth inning, is very different than a game that becomes 11-0.
Yes.
It changes even the pressure that Treya Savage is going to face.
Right, 11-0, game's over.
It, even though the Yankees did everything they could to make it interesting, I give them a lot of credit. They got it to 13-7, and you're like, wait a second. You know, when Jazz came up at 13-7, my thought was, boy, if he hits a home run and it's 13-9, we got ourselves a baseball game.
Right.
This would be the greatest comeback of all time. Yankee fans, we'll get back to you in a minute. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.